I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to your latest edition of Red Men Bite Size. It is Tuesday, the 22nd of August. My name is Dan Club, and I'm here to run you through all the latest in the world of Liverpool Football Club, of course. And it's a busy one, actually. After the signing of Endo at the back end of last week, the surprise signing of Endo, I think it's fair to say. And, of course, Liverpool getting the job done 3-1 against Bournemouth on Saturday. It appears we are now fully back in the swing of transfer mode because Liverpool have reportedly discovered Ryan Gravenberch's asking price via Bayern Munich, of course. And this comes from the Mirror. They've claimed that the German giants would want $22 million if they're to sell the out-of-favour midfielder Ryan Gravenberch this summer. Now, there is interest from Manchester United as well, unsurprisingly, given the fact that Erik ten Hag is, of course, their manager, those who were together at Ajax. So, not a huge shock that United would also be sniffing around Ryan Gravenberch. And this is a name and a story that hasn't gone away all summer, really. I've probably spoken, you've probably heard me dozens of times talk about Gravenberch and Liverpool. And it's for a lot of reasons, I suppose. It's because Liverpool wanted him when he was at Ajax still, before he made the move to Munich, of course. And more importantly, the fact that he just hasn't been playing enough football at all since he's been in Germany. I think he started 3 Bundesliga games last season. He got some okay minutes off the bench, but nowhere near what he would have been expecting, given how highly rated he was coming from the Eredivisie. And this season as well, so far, he was an unused substitute in the defeat in the Super Cup to Leipzig, the opening game of their season over in Germany. And then he also sat on the bench as Bayern Munich beat Werder Bremen on Friday night. So not like the football he wanted, the football he probably expected, the football he probably feels like he deserved. And it was 2 months ago now that the reports started coming out that he was unsettled, he was losing patience, and he was already considering what to do next in terms of his future. There's clearly an admiration from Jurgen Klopp there for Gravenberch. Like I say, very talented player, a player that has been on our radar for some time now. It still remains the stance, according to all reports and according to most people still in Germany, that Munich are reluctant sellers. I don't think they're massively keen on selling, but ultimately, given the fact they've got Goretzka, Kimmich, they've just signed Konrad Leimer, they're meant to be looking for a new midfielder themselves, Gravenberch might just be surplus to requirements and they might need to cash in. Moreover, I think they might sort of, you don't want an unsettled player on your hands. And if Gravenberch isn't happy and he's not sort of, there's no suggestion that he's not pulling his weight or his attitude's bad or anything like that. But if he's not primed and ready to go because he's unhappy there, when they do call upon him, when they do ask him to come off the bench, maybe to influence a game, when they do ask him to come on in the Champions League, or when they do, you know, domestic cup games and they want him to start all of a sudden, are you going to get the best version of Ryan Gravenberch then? Probably not, you would imagine. So it's an interesting one. There's still some days to go in the transfer window. I think both Liverpool and Manchester United, if Bayern Munich did say, okay, he's for sale all of a sudden, certainly for £22 million has been suggested there, I think both clubs would be all over it. And the report from the Mirror does say that the Premier League giants are locked in battle over the 21-year-old Dutchman. So yeah, it's one to watch, I think it's fair to say, and he would tie in nicely with what James Pearce reported yesterday, suggesting that given the arrival of Endo, Liverpool aren't necessarily looking for a specialist out-and-out six. Now, Gravenberch has played in the six, he did it for Ajax, but predominantly he is an eight. So having someone who can do both and has the attributes and the physical qualities to play both roles does make a lot of sense. So possibly Liverpool could make a late swoop for Gravenberch. We'll have to wait and see. But like I say, from a personal point of view, at that price, given the talent levels we're talking about, it makes a lot of sense. Next up, I want to speak about one who's kind of been on the radar, seemed to disappear for a few weeks whilst we chased after Caicedo and Lavia, but is now very much fully back on the agenda, and it's Andre of Fluminense, of course. Now, I had a conversation just last night with Emmanuel Luiz, a Brazilian sports reporter, and he was telling me he was the first one to call Liverpool's interest in Andre quite some time ago now, and he was telling me that Manchester United have been sniffing around as well, funnily enough, and Barcelona are interested, Fulham are interested, but Andre, the player, wants Liverpool now. He also told me that personal terms have been agreed already. It's just a case of whether Liverpool and Fluminense can make the deal happen. Now, it's an interesting one because they're still in the Copa Libertadores, actually play on Thursday night against Olympia, and they've never won the Copa Libertadores, which is essentially South American Champions League. So they are desperately keen to do so, as you can imagine. And in order to do that, they'd love to keep Andre around. He's got a release clause. His release clause is €40 million, which is around the £34 million mark. If Liverpool pay that cash right now, they could make a deal happen. Of course they could. But Liverpool would rather, they'd rather pay around the €30 million mark, which is about £26 million. There's a report from Globo Esporte in Brazil last night that Liverpool had indicated they were willing to offer that amount to make the deal happen this summer. However, Fluminense are pretty certain they don't want to sort of negotiate. They're not willing to sell him now. They'd rather wait until our transfer window has ended and then speak again in the week thereafter and try and sort of a pre-agreement for a deal and a move to happen in January. So lots of moving parts in this one. If Fluminense were to get beaten heavily by Olympia in that first leg, who knows, all of a sudden Fluminense might sort of open the door to Liverpool to come and get him. But what is certain is that there is interest from the Reds in the player. There appears like there's nowhere else the player would rather come to than Anfield. So things sound positive on that one.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
In terms of him stylistically as a player, similarly to Gravenberch, actually, he's a six who can play as an eight and vice versa. He's got a brilliant passing range. I think he's actually quite akin to sort of a Thiago-esque player. So for the future of Liverpool, he would make a lot of sense. He's only 22. He's been capped by Brazil already. Thiago's on his way out of the club next summer, we all imagine. I don't think anyone expects him to get a new contract. So I actually think Andre, and I really like Gravenberch, but I actually think Andre could be the better option amongst all of this. And if United are sniffing around Gravenberch and he decides to go there because the Ten Hag factor, it looks as though Andre is desperate to come to Liverpool. So hopefully all things point towards Merseyside for the Brazilian. Now, a last couple of stories I want to run through dead quickly before I go. And one of them is a name similar to Gavin Birch again, actually, just won't go away. And it's Per Schurz. This comes from Football Insider, and it says Liverpool have set their sights on the defender once again. Now, he was a name heavily linked with the Reds back in the COVID times when we lost all our central defenders and we had Fabinho and Jordan Henderson pairing up back there. What a mad, crazy time that was, and not one we all want to remember with particular fondness. But yeah, the report claims that Liverpool are working on signing a left-sided centre-back before the window shuts, and Torino defender Per Schurz is among the options. He's 23 years old. He says he's on the radar of Liverpool's recruitment team, and he's been watched by scouts in the team's Serie A draw against Cagliari on Monday night. So again, another name that won't seem to go away. I'm just looking for a mention of a fee here whilst I read through the report. It said cost around 30 million. And that's a realistic price, really, for the Reds. That's not eye-watering. There's no reason why we wouldn't go for that. And, you know, the midfielders we've just discussed, you could easily facilitate getting one of them in plus a pair of shares. But in terms of him as a player, I'm not certain he's the one. Like, I think he's a good player. He's a Dutchman. He's fellow countryman of Virgil van Dijk, of course. I think he'd be a good option. I'm just not convinced. I wasn't convinced when we linked to him originally all that time ago. So I'm willing to be massively wrong on it. I just think there's better options out there personally. So let's just see what happens on that front. We'll wait and see. But I would like Liverpool to sign a central defender is the point. And if it's Per Schurz or nobody, give me Per Schurz. Absolutely. Like, sign me up for that. But I do think there's different and better options out there myself. One of which I've spoken about this morning with Kevin Hatchard, Bundesliga commentator, of course. And you'll see that show on Redman Plus pretty shortly. And I'm sure we'll speak about it again in the future as well. Now, the final one I want to touch on kind of ties in with Liverpool's search for a central defender, actually, because we've seen a little bit of Joel Quansah during the pre-season stuff, left-footed centre-back, slotted into that role quite nicely, actually, I thought, during pre-season. Enjoyed a good spell at Bristol Rovers last year, but I think making the step from League One football, Bristol Rovers, to playing a part in Liverpool's first-team squad is a huge, huge jump. And as such, Neil Jones, brilliant Neil Jones, comes in here every week, as I'm sure you're aware, has said that he will likely leave on loan before the transfer window deadline passes. So, good opportunity for him. No clubs mentioned as of yet. I would like to see him personally head to the Championship because, like I mentioned, decent time in League One last year. I think making sort of an incremental, smaller step up before maybe next season or thereafter, getting involved in the Liverpool squad and Jurgen Klopp's plans would make a lot of sense. But again, let's wait and see what happens. And whatever happens, I think he's a very bright young prospect and one we should all keep an eye on for the upcoming season. It just leaves me to tell you, if you want to check out all our Wataru Endo content on Red Men Plus, we've got a Red Men React as well as all the experts on there, Constantine Echter, Lewis Ambrose, Japan Times reporter Dan Orlowitz, and all that other good stuff. And indeed, I spoke to Kevin Hatchard about the man as well this morning. He was very complimentary, actually, of Endo. If you want to get all that, if you want to hear it all, watch it all, however you want to consume your content, make sure you head to redmenplus.com, sign up as a captain yearly, and you will get 50% off that subscription if you use code ENDO, and that ends tomorrow, I believe. So make sure you go and do it. And we've just got boss content all the time on there, as I'm sure you are all very, very well versed in by now. Anyway, thanks so much for listening. This looks like Liverpool could be doing some more business. A busy last 9 days or 10 days, is it now, of the transfer window. I'm bracing myself for it. I'm expecting it. Let's go and do it. Anyway, I'll see you all again very, very soon. Take it easy.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.